Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning. Hope you had a blessed Easter yesterday. I really enjoyed mine. I got to preach at Covenant Baptist Church and teach there too. I teach there every Sunday at 9:30 a.m. It's at 980 Robert Boulevard in Slidell, Louisiana, in the heart of the city, middle of the city. Come on by and sit and learn about, we're in Genesis right now, and after that we have our worship service at 10:30. And we're going to continue in our series on Jesus Saves in Revelations 7 today. And you can get in touch with me by wsm217@gmail.com. And so let's get started. Chapter 7. And after these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea. But I'd just like to say one thing. Being down in southern Louisiana, that would not be a bad idea, not to have any wind blowing on the earth and especially on the sea. We have a lot of hurricanes down here, and they're saying that climate change, well, the climate does change, naturally changes. I mean, you have famines, you have cycles in the weather, too. But anything this world government is going to use, and this world system is going to use to put fear into you so that you'll rely on the powers to be to fix it or to take care of you. The only person you need to have take care of you is Jesus Christ. Repent of your sin. Be sorry for your sin to God and that you've offended God. Confess it, and he will remit those sins and make you free from those sins. And this is done by faith in the salvation as provided for by Jesus Christ, as his sacrifice that we celebrated yesterday and his resurrection from the dead, and you have the same hope of eternal life. So don't buy into the world. Surrender to Jesus. And you won't be sorry for eternity. Okay. Verse 3. And this is an angel saying this, okay? It says, and he cried with a loud voice. I'm in verse 2. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. And I heard the number of them which were sealed, and there were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. Of the tribe of Judah were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Reuben were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Gad were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Asher were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Naphtalim were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Manasseh were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Simeon were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Levi were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Issachar were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Zebulun were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Joseph were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Benjamin were sealed 12,000. After this, verse 9, after this, I beheld, and lo, a great multitude which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with the white robes and palms in their hands. That's what I'm talking about. You want to be in this number? Repent and put your faith in Jesus Christ for the cleansing by his blood, by his sacrifice. Believe that Jesus has done that. Believe. That's what repentance means. You're changing your way of thinking about Jesus. You're changing your way of your opinion or your comprehension of him. Believe that he died for your sin. And believe that through him you'll have forgiveness of sin. And believe through him you'll be free from the bondage of sin. You do that and you will be forgiven. You will be free. You will receive eternal life. You will receive the Holy Spirit to abide with you and comfort you and guide you. You can be in this number. As that song says, when the saints come marching in, what do? Verse 10, and cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood round about the throne and about the elders and the four beasts and fell before the throne on their faces and worshiped God. Amen. What God are you worshiping today? Verse 12, saying, amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. That's what I want to be saying. I'm saying it now, but I'm looking forward to saying it in heaven. Verse 13, and one of the elders answered, saying unto me, what are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they? And I said unto him, sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, these are they which came out of the great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of water. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I pray that you're in the number. And that's Revelation chapter 7. That's a future event. And we all that are believers can look forward to it. So God bless you. Need to get in touch with me. It's WSM217@gmail.com.